Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome to the Gumbo Talk Show. It's yours truly, Brandon Johnson, the Gap Tooth Guru of Gumbo, back at it once again in the studio. We're in a new location where I'm coming to you from, and we've got some setup here, getting close to my dream of expansion with the Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk USA station, and in particular, this particular show, the Gumbo Talk Show. And co-host coming in shortly, Sunshine. I just want to thank everybody for listening, for watching, for tuning in whatever manner you're doing so. Those of you on Facebook, thank you already. Those of you who have dialed in and online, thank you. And those of you on Instagram, we appreciate you all for tuning in. You can always catch us every Thursday night at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio brand. And the number that you can call in to hear your voice or let us hear your voice and all the people across the world who are listening, literally, you can dial in at 515-605-9375, and that will get you in the door. That will get you in the mix, and always your voice can be heard. If you don't want to do that option, you can always drop a little bit. Let me see. Yeah, right down there. You can drop us a note, and we'll be able to comment on whatever it is that you would like us to comment on in regards to your tuning in to this topic. Now, you know, I don't keep up with a whole lot of news, so I'm often late on what's going on. I do know that I just found out today, or was it yesterday? Yesterday, a good friend was driving in from Lufkin, and she was talking about the rain about to hit. And I found out from other people that there was a storm coming up in the Gulf. I can't remember the name of the storm, but nevertheless, it's impacting a lot of people. A friend of mine from college, an old classmate and teammate, Brian Jaquette, is getting water in his home in Beaumont. So my prayers go out to you all. You just hold tight, because when it comes time for us to come in with help and aid, because we can't do anything about this weather. That's beyond our control. But the layman of Texas, or the Baptist in Texas, will be down there. So just stay tight, stay safe, and we'll be there as soon as we can with supplies and whatever you need that you're lacking. Just let us know, and I'll get my buddy Freddie Williams, who directs all of that stuff for disaster relief here in Texas, to handle up on that, as he always does. So just want to let y'all know you are in my thoughts and prayers, and anybody else that's impacted across the state of Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, by this weather, we want you to know our thoughts are with you. And I speak for myself as well as all of you out there in the listening world. Hopefully, if you're a Gumbo Talk listener, we got to come up with a name for y'all, and we're going to need some help with that. We want to always stay in touch with the people who are impacted by whatever thing that's going on in our world. So, that being said, I'm sure people right now in the southern part of this state are thinking this very question. And it's one of those questions I think that most people ponder, but you often wonder why you are asking the question. Sometimes you ask the question of your creator, your higher power, God, Jesus, Buddha, Allah or whoever it is that you ask the question to oftentimes, but many more times we ask the question of ourselves or of other people that we come into contact with through our daily lives. And that question is a very simple one, a very short one. Why me? Why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? And this is not always negative. I often am the type of person that says, why me, when it comes to being blessed with so many things and so many opportunities and so many people around me that I think build me up and lift me up to the position and status that I have been lifted to in different parts of my life, and also the people that continue to fool with me, knowing that I'm just not the average Joe. You know, I break a lot of rules. You know, I don't communicate the same way as everybody. I was listening to a book recently, and it's called Leadership, and it's by John Maxwell. That's who it's by. And he made a comment that, you know, I am a leader, not a clown. And it's something when you say things or you do things for clout, or people think that if you do something and it hurts their feelings, that it's something that matters all that much to you, that's going to slow your day down, or they expect for you to be sympathizers to their particular disagreement. What's going on, JoJo? Good evening. You don't have to be sympathizers to people that disagree with you. If they disagree with you, that's fine. That's great. We're going to disagree. I'm not going to agree to disagree with you. I disagree. And so just because I disagree with you doesn't mean that I have to have a discussion with you about why we disagree. We can have our own thoughts, our own being, separate than anybody else. So that's the kind of thing we're going to get into tonight. Sunshine, how you doing this evening?
Hey, everybody. I'm so well.
Thank you. Okay. Your phone is kind of breaking up a little bit. I don't know what it is, but we're glad you're on. And we've done the preliminaries, and we've already given the topic and the number, and we welcomed our guests. So we're just right there at the cusp. So I just hope that each and every one of you that want to comment, do so on whatever method you'd like to do that. But like I said, this book is a great book. I've finally got back into reading. I came out of the cloud that I was in when it was coming to getting the good messages in my system. And when Maxwell was discussing the thing about leaders and leadership, and he never did mention the why me, but the why me came up to me in listening just today. And we sit there, and sometimes we never ask the question, why me? And when it comes to, if you were to ask the question, why me, but you're directing the question to your higher power, your God, whatever being moves you, or person, if it's that simple, if you don't ask that question, I think there's a problem. There comes a time when you need to get clarity. And sometimes you've got to just question what you're experiencing. Good, bad, and indifferent. If you've never questioned it, then it's hard to know where it's coming from, whatever it is you're dealing with. If you win $1 million, oh no, I'll use this one, Sunshine. I'll use this one, JoJo, and whoever's listening. We used to, my family and our church family used to do a lot of evangelizing. We were part of a church that really believed in evangelizing. And I really appreciated that, because I find very few churches of color that heavily emphasize evangelism. There's a lot of people that call themselves evangelists, but I don't know if they're actually going outside of the walls of the church and evangelizing. We would go out, ask people questions, do surveys, and make that gesture in an attempt to build a relationship and therefore pose the ultimate question of, are you saved, basically. Well, one of the strategies we used was the gift. You know, we were talking about grace and favor. And we often brought up, if I were to give you $100,000 as you and I walk down the same sidewalk, not knowing each other, and I would just place that into your hand, a lot of people, the first thing that comes across their mind is, why are you giving this to me? Why would you give me $100,000 and you don't know me? And truly, that is an insult to the giver. When you question a giver of why they give it to you, someone on earth, right? When really you should be responding by saying, thank you. I've learned that if somebody's giving me something, I don't know why they are, they're giving it to me, I'm going to say thank you, first and foremost. I may later ask them, you know, why did you choose me to give it or whatever, but the first thing is thank you. I've even learned to say thank you in times where I've wondered why me, when it came down to why did $50,000 leave my hands. And that's happened too. Why me? And I should have been saying thank you. So that's just a notion when we look at it. You're welcome, Eddie. Thanks for tuning in. CT, I see your brother. That's my brother there. For real, for real. But this is some of the things that are coming up, you know, that are the negative ways. Just briefly, we're going to talk about that, of the question, why me, and some of the responses. Or one of the responses that people give, instead of just saying thank you. Sunshine, any comments?
I think the only additional comment that I would add to that is that I believe that the response and or question of why me would tend to arise more so based on whatever situation the person is going through and or what they're facing, as well as any type of outside influences that may have given input and or experience that would cause their judgment to be more woe is me. Why me, woe is me, downer, however you want to say it. Because a lot of times, and this is my personal opinion, I'm not one of those individuals that does that why me stuff. I'd be like, hey, let's go with the flow. Something happened, we'll resolve it, fix it, move on, keep moving forward. Let's fix it and move on. Let's get past it or whatever. But I know of a lot of people that are the why me. Oh, stuff always happens to me. Oh, this, oh, that. And some of the things I always, it's not necessarily that I'm questioning to them, because like I tell people, hey, it's your life, it's your decisions, the choices that you make is why you. I mean, is we have to understand that for every cause, there is an effect. For every decision, there is a choice that we have to make for that decision. And a lot of people don't realize the quote-unquote seeds that we're planting right now. If we're not doing our part to help nourish those seeds and grow those seeds, then why me is definitely about to happen. You're not going to have a harvest come next year. Why? Because you didn't do the part that you needed to do to sow those seeds and nurture them and nourish them and input within those seeds what was needed necessity-wise in order to help it to grow. So from a negative perspective, I hear these people always down talk, like, you know, whether it's cancer, whether it's illnesses, whether it's, you know, bad kids, teenage pregnancies in my case, you know, whatever the case may be, is one of these deals. It's our lives. So we can choose to woe is me, why me, the situation, negatively, positively, optimistically, pessimistically, however you want to say it. Or we can choose to face that adversity and deal with it and don't be concerned about the woe is me, but yet embrace whatever that learning opportunity and or lesson is that we've now been presented to give us that option and or choice to make a better decision so that that same woe is me, why me won't happen again.
Right. And, you know, the thing about the why me, the negative connotation kind of puts most of us in a real self-centered state of mind. It's no longer focusing on my position on the planet, but more or less my position, period. And of course, that's not healthy. But the moving on past the negative connotation into the positive, when we say, or when we ask the question, why me? People often do it when they're blessed. People that hit the lottery, which doesn't happen that often. Okay, it happens, but it doesn't happen to a lot of people. Let's put it like that, often. They hit for $400 million. Let's say the lottery was $700, $800 million. They're going to take home $400 million. The question comes up, why me? Why did I hit? And you mentioned something earlier, Sunshine. You was like, you know, what kind of energy, basically, did you put out there that is the reason why you got what you got? And sometimes, and Eddie took the words out of my mouth a minute ago in his comment. He said, I used to ask myself, why me, all the time, and my wife said, because the good Lord knew you would handle it. That doesn't just go for the negative stuff. It goes for the positive stuff, too. If you hit the lottery, it was meant for you to hit it. What is your thing? Not that you've been so good, not that you've done so right, not that you've been anything more than the vessel that was chosen for that blessing to come through. And what you do with it, whether you decide to build more barns so that you can put your fruit in, or you decide to give more to more people, is solely your decision. So when it comes to the question, why me, and we look at it from the connotation that it's a positive thing, there's only one answer. And we get into it real quick. What time? I can't see it. It's 8:19. 19 minutes into the show, you're listening to the Gumbo Talk Show. Welcome all of the great people, Tab, Lexi, James, Valencia, Wilbert, all that's come in since we acknowledged our other guests. Thank y'all for listening. It's because you were chosen for it. Not that you've been so good, not that you did so wrong, not that you were in the right place and it just so happened to fall on you. I don't believe anything on this planet is accidental. I just don't. I'm one of those people like, man, you know, if it was me in the accident or involved in something, if I had only not rushed, or if I had decided to just stay a little longer, that 2 or 3 seconds difference in my life would have been the difference between, you know, this and that. One time, Sunshine, I asked the question, why me? I was working in special health resources. It was 2007. And the hot radio station was 107.3 Jam. 107.3 Jams had great music. It probably still does. I don't listen to much terrestrial radio. And I was one of those people that tuned in every day, and they had giveaways. And so I had went online, and I would apply for stuff. And one day, my name was called on the radio for $1,000. $1,000. You know how bad I could have used that $1,000 in 2007? I could have used it. Baby needed new shoes. I mean, I could have used $1,000. All these people that I know heard my name called on the radio. Not one person. Now you had until like 5 o'clock that day, whenever 4 o'clock maybe, whenever that particular DJ got off of the air, you had up until then to call in and claim $1,000 for your name being drawn. I found out from a phone call the next morning that my name was drawn. I asked the question, why me? Why couldn't I hit that money? I try to do right. You know, I don't always do right. But I missed out on that opportunity. That was just $1,000. Now, I realized that $1,000 goes away in one day for me. The other day, I found $895 in checks that I hadn't cashed, and I cashed the checks, and as soon as the next day that money hit the account, I realized that I owed Verizon, SWEPCO, and Longview Kilgore Cable, $400, $200, and $150, just like that. I don't know how much that is, but it was damn near that old $800. But I needed to find it. And, yeah, I wanted to say why me, but I've learned, Sunshine, that, you know, as soon as I say why me, there's an instant understanding of why it was you, because it was meant to be. All right. Sunshine, what you got to say?
I think sometimes, and I've heard it used both negative and positive, spiritually, everyone say the lovely song, "The Lord won't put more on me than I can bear. The Lord won't put more on us than I can bear."
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that statement as well, you know, being in life from a spiritual standpoint, but then I also got to say, everything ain't God-based, you know. A lot of people be like, oh, this was a blessing, and oh, this was Satan. No, you just made a jacked-up decision, and you need to own up that you just messed up. Here, you know, a lot of times it's not spiritual-based. It's not Satan-based. It's not, I mean, sometimes stuff just happens, and, you know, your car can mess up or, you know, I remember my transmission went out, 3 years ago, and my truck was 2.5 years old, 2015. Yeah, 2016. My truck was 2.5 years old, and I had, another 18 months left on it, and I was traveling heading to San Antonio for a week's vacation in the presidential suite, and my transmission ended up going out. I took it to the shop in Waco because I was headed to San Antonio, and that was the closest Nissan shop at the time. But I took it to the shop in Waco, and they was like, yeah, it really is your transmission. I took it to another shop. Yeah, it really is your transmission. I'm like, y'all, this truck ain't even 3 years old. I bought it brand spanking new off the lot, and here it is. Not even 3 years later, my transmission was out. Did I do anything? No, it just went out. It was no recalls. It was no... You know, it was nothing. I remember my dad even talked to the man. He was like, what do you mean her transition down? She just got this, you know, blah, blah, blah. The point is, sometimes stuff just happens. There was nothing that I could have did to prevent that. I just got my truck serviced. Of course, I naturally cussed out Firestones. I was like, man, y'all just looked at my truck yesterday. Why you didn't tell me my transmission was messing up? But the point is, My point is, it's not always spiritual. It's not always Satan. Sometimes stuff just happens, and we have to learn how to be able to deal with it from a positive perspective and don't take everything to be a negative or a, oh, my God, I can't believe this. You know, that's not going to help you resolve nothing. Yeah. Just deal with it, move on.
So the question becomes, for those of y'all wondering, okay, when things get too tough and the why me question comes up, how do you deal with it? What sets the people who are able to handle the why me without the contemplation of too much negative connotations coming with it? And then there are the other people who deal with it and almost instantly begin to think about how they can just take their life. What's the difference? I personally, having to deal with a lot of people who are suicidal and dealing with major depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, schizoaffective, which is a combination of the two, and many other mental health disorders, and having to deal with several people that I was, you know, in charge of handling their care at points in time that had killed themselves, I didn't understand it at first, but I used to look at, you know, what were the traits of the people that were able to muscle through, if you will, to get over the obstacles versus the people that succumbed to the situations that they were dealing with. And there was one distinct thing, well, actually, there was two distinct things that happened. It was one, how they perceived themselves in the situation, and then how they perceived the people around them. If you think of yourself as a burden on the world, that will be the weight on your shoulders. If you perceive people around you as problems and nobody can do anything for you, then you'll probably be more reclusive, not just reclusive, but the type of individual that won't really hear anything being relayed to you, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. And those two things are what I noticed as being key factors in the people that I, when I look back and said, you know, how did it come about that this person, you know, killed themselves? And then I had situations, Sunshine, where I've had several clients. Of course, I dealt in forensics, and so all of my clients, when I was doing that, all of them had criminal issues, law enforcement contact regularly, and they had serious mental health issues. And I look at the ones that killed people. And, y'all, I used to have to go in. When you're thinking, why me? If you ever think, why me? I want you all to just ponder this. When the situation happened where the young man, Sunshine, you remember when the young man killed the people at Good Shepherd? He stabbed the nurse and the other person there, and they both died from the stabbing wounds. The next
That was a while
day,
ago.
It was a couple years ago. They just sentenced the guy. It was either earlier this year. I think it was earlier this year or late last year. Yeah. But I had to go in the next day, and I went into the cell with him, right, and sat down with him and was discussing why. And I found out. I knew earlier than anybody else what happened with that particular situation straight from the individual's mouth. When the young man killed his father in Lake Cherokee, stabbed him 50-something times to death, I went in the cell with him and was asking questions. And then, you know, seen them again after they got treated, both of them. I sit there, and I've even had, those aren't the only killers that I've been privy to. I had one of my close friends from South Louisiana. His brother was a killer, a stone cold mercenary. He was a murderer for hire. And you would sit there and talk to him, and you wouldn't have any idea that he had killed two people the day before. I did. And he would sit there and eat like it wasn't nothing. And you look at these situations, and some people ask the question, why me? Why is it on me? Why did this happen to my? Sometimes, Sunshine, there is no answer. Even though I saw a couple of traits that were characteristics with these people that either killed themselves or killed other people, it doesn't mean that was, you know, if you saw those two things, people are going to run. Sometimes it's just supposed to happen that way. These people were supposed to do what they did, no matter if you want to call them evil, call them, like you said, if you want to put it in a spiritual realm, you can. Sometimes these people are just made that way, and then sometimes the environments they come up in, that's the way you handle situations, or that's the way you do business. But I can tell y'all, a lot of things that happen and a lot of people that do things, you wouldn't know it. You would not know it just looking at the surface. How many people have been in a relationship, and when you got in the relationship, the person was who you thought, and then you come to find out after you've been in a relationship for a while that they were a totally different individual, and then you start thinking back, you said, damn, I saw that trait years ago or months ago, but I overlooked it. I didn't think that it was what it was, but man, I really dropped the ball on that because I saw it. But because of whatever was, maybe it was your emotions, or maybe you just wanted to ignore it, you overlooked the real question that should have been asked. And then you say, why me? Why did I have to go through this? And I knew months ago that she wasn't no good. Or, for you ladies, he wasn't no good. You ever had that situation, Sunshine? You figured him out, you figured them out early, but then it took a minute for it to digest. And then you were like, oh,
I agree with you. I think every relationship or I think most of us have had that experience to an extent. I don't question myself, though, because, you know, when you get to know somebody, it is what it is. There are certain things you will look at and be like, oh, okay, well, that's something small, because you're trying to look at some of the bigger things that they may or may not be doing, you know. Like, for example, for me, I'm not really big on a man who may not, do laundry or something. Okay, well, I don't mind doing laundry. But if he doesn't like to wash dishes, that's a deal breaker for me. Why? Because I hate washing dishes. So one of us don't have to like to wash dishes, because my housekeeper only comes every other week. So who gonna wash the dishes when we cook it? I mean, you know, it's just little stuff like that. But I got into a situation one time where a man couldn't cook. And when we first started dating, I was like, okay, well, I'm cool with cooking. But then, like you said, years into it, it was kind of like, bro, I'm tired of cooking for us all the time. Can't you cook something? And he would get frustrated because he really could not cook. And he's like, well, I told you from the get-go I couldn't cook. Well, now that's a deal breaker for me. Bro, if you can't cook, I mean, we not talking past this conversation, period. I'm done talking with you just from the fact that they can't cook, because that's a deal breaker for me now. So I think it's just we have to deal with certain things, because, like you said, it's life. I mean, that's how people are. That's how they were raised. That's how their parents was raised. They may flat just not know any better. We can't really fault them for not knowing, especially if they're not willing to learn. And that's another problem. A lot of people are not willing to learn new ways, new things, new initiatives. That, what's that saying? Old dogs die hard. No, you can't teach an old dog new trick or something like that. A lot of people have that set mindset where, oh, I've always done it this way, or blah blah blah. No, it's a new age, it's a new time, it's better ways to do things. We just gotta figure out how to do it and make it work for us in a good way, a positive way.
Right on. We got some comments. Ronan says you gotta look at every situation realistically. And Eddie says, many things happen that are totally out of our control. When this happens, we have to just deal with it the right way, whatever that may be. Anything else that happens bad to us is 90% or more caused by a choice that we made that simply turned out to be not so good for us. That is the root cause in a nutshell, I think. He goes on to say, even I have made some bad choices a time or two or three. Live and learn and change is a must. And Ronan comes back with, yes, change is inevitable. And yes,
100% agree with that too.
Yeah, the change is often just growing pain. You cannot become a butterfly without becoming a chrysalis. And you can't get to a chrysalis without being a caterpillar. And so it's like I've learned so much in these past couple of years, which have been some of the roughest years of my life, I must say. And I look at that phrase, that caterpillar, totally different than I used to. I'll never disrespect a caterpillar again in my life. I never will. And it's just like the way things go, that you say, why me now? If you say, why me now, later on you'll be saying, man, I'm so glad that happened to me then. You know, I don't know how I would have handled that situation now. Or I'm glad that this is happening to me now, you know, the why me now, because if I would have dealt with this 10, 20, 30 years ago, maybe the response would have been one that would have made a real serious difference in how I live my life. Let's just put it like that. Up until this point, I might be in a different situation of how I live my life. So the question why me will come up. It will come up. It's not one you can get past, but like you said, Sunshine, okay, this is why me. We're going to deal with it and get through it. Or you can wallow in it and just be like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead on and get depressed. And I've had that happen, y'all. I ain't going to lie. It's happened to me where I got totally into self with some things. I still get into self a little bit now. But the why me has a much shorter impact because you just go ahead on and make your decision. You know, people say you don't make decisions. They say, oh, you won't do this, you won't do that. Bam. There it is. You may not like it, but you got to deal with it as it is and you know, push on through past it. That's the only way. Sunshine?
I will add to that because I'm agreeing with that depression part too. I will hit my low spots when too much stuff started happening. You know, both my kids, let me see when, like 2 years ago. No, that was last year. Both my kids ended up getting hit with some hard stuff, and naturally me being mama, I came in and picked them up so that they wouldn't life negatively get hurt, but in the same instance, I put my own self on the line, which was something like I had to tell my kids I hadn't been in that particular position, shoot, probably since I was married or whatever. And I remember in December, of last year, I remember my mama called me and I just busted out laughing, which was, that's normal, but this one was not normal because of everything that was going on. And my mama was like, just talk to me, just tell me what's going on. And so I started just telling her everything that was happening with both my kids and, you know, this with my son and this with my daughter. And my mom was just like, wow, wow, wow. I mean, that's all she could say. And she was like, okay, let's just take a deep breath. And I told her, I said, you know what? I'm in a position right now. I can't even get depressed if I wanted to. I can't even afford to get that low because a lot of times what we don't realize is when we allow ourselves to let depression take over our minds, and I understand sometimes we can't control it, but sometimes we can. When we allow depression to take over our minds, I don't know about other people, but for me, when I get depressed, nothing else exists. Nothing else matters. So that 2 days, that 7 days, however long it is that I'm down, all I did was put myself that much farther behind. All I did was put that much more worry on myself, that much more stress on myself. And it took me, 20 years to realize how bad I was actually hurting myself by wallowing in the, oh my God, I can't believe all of this is happening to me right now. What am I supposed to do? I'm so depressed. La, 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 la. It was one of these deals. You seriously have to battle with yourself mentally, emotionally, however you can do it to say, hey, it's not as bad as we making it seem. We can get through this. We're going to go over it. We don't want to go under it. We want to go through it. That way, that's where our life lesson comes. That's where our experience comes. That's where our growth comes from not allowing whatever those life challenges were to get us down. And I have to be honest, my mom still tells me to this day, she is so proud of me because there would have been a point in my life when all of that stuff happened last year, I would have let it knock me down and I would have fell probably a year or two behind it, but I didn't. I kept moving forward. I stayed focused on the bigger picture, my babies, and boom, bam, thank you, man. We ended up getting out of it. Praise God. Amen. Blessings. But it's just the principle of the fact that depression is real. Do whatever you can to not allow yourself to get depressed over a situation, no matter what it is. Heartbreak, loss of a job, loss of a loved one, you pregnant, you aborted, whatever the case may be. We can get through it. You can get through it. Do not allow it to overtake your entire life. Words of encouragement.
Yeah. There's a question, another comment. Eddie says, if a person is not happy, exactly whose fault is it? Because why do we blame? I always blame me first, then make the change to fix it. Yeah, I can see what you're saying there, Eddie. I was contemplating that when I first read it, and then I was thinking to myself, I could think of many situations where, you know, somebody else, you know, comes across you and, you know, they either steal something from you or do something to undermine you. I was thinking of some situations that Eddie had been through back with the campaign stuff and what people had done. And, you know, you can get upset, but then, you know, hey, look, you know what, you're going to get through this. And I remember how bad people treated you just because you supported one particular candidate, and how much business you lost over a presidential candidate that, you know, basically had very little impact in Texas except for some of the healthcare stuff. But overall, yeah, I mean, you could have made the decision not to be such a supporter of it. And so that's what was going through my mind when you wrote that, but you did it anyway, and then you did it again knowing the potentiality of the impact of it. So, you know, sometimes we make decisions that hurt us, and it sometimes throws us into a tizzy, and it's other people that exacerbate it to the point where it makes you angry, upset, or sad. But then again, the blame isn't on yourself always. Sometimes the blame is on others. But how you react to it and how long you let it impact you is something. I want to say this to that comment and then what you said to Sunshine in regards to your situation with, last year with your children, and in regards to Eddie's when his comment here. I was in my classroom today. Well, actually, it was the other day, last week, and a young man was getting sent to my classroom so that he could get his stuff hashed out with one particular period and how he was going to work, and I'm going to help him. And he had been in this discipline center, and when somebody had called to tell me about him, they were talking real negative. I mean, the kid could hear it, I could hear it, and they were just talking real negative. You know when somebody is like really trying to down somebody, but they're trying to be slick with it, and I was kind of upset with it. And this is something I'm getting over too, being more upset with stuff than the people who are directly impacted or upset about it. I got to get over that. And so he comes my way, and he comes in smiling, and I asked him earlier this week about that situation, and he started laughing. He was like, yeah, that's funny. Listening to this book, Sunshine, Leadership by John Maxwell, and he goes on to say something like, let's see how he phrases it. Yeah, that's the same. It was the same comment I made earlier. I'm a leader, not a clown. When people come up to me with negative stuff, I laugh at it. Then, y'all, to put the caveat with that, listening to that, I was listening to Young Ma's freestyle on Funk Flex, and she said, in her freestyle, she said, I look at my haters as comedian now. You know, you used to look at them as straight haters and, you know, people you want to get away from. Now you look at them as comedian. I said to myself, wow, this young man taught me this lesson. John Maxwell brought my horizons to a whole new sun. And then Young Ma basically hits me right in my throat. When these people do things to you, when they say things about you, when it seems like the whole situation with the stars in the world are lined up against you, laugh it off. find the humor in it. And you know the way to find humor? You want to know the way to find humor, y'all? Know that it was supposed to happen and how these folks try to take advantage of you by talking down on you or trying to place obstacles in your way. And the whole time, they're working God's plan. Not to be Bible-y or sing-songy, but y'all know how Judas, you know, took that silver, and then he said he would mark the man by going up and kissing him. And then when he did that, you know, they knew who Jesus was, and they can't got him, and that led to his death. The whole time he was trying to get that 30 pieces of silver, the whole time he kissing, the whole time he trying to shrimp, 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 and shrimmy that thing, he was working God's plan. So if it's up to haters and folks that try to make a dollar off of you or me, and they don't care if we lose, and it's all about them winning, eventually all that they winning is stored up for you anyway. So they just holding on. And you look at them as a bank account. They just holding on to, no, they're a CD. They holding on to it for a little while till you can cash it out a couple years later. And laugh it off. These folks are comedians because what they're doing isn't hurting you. They used to say, if you dig one ditch, you better dig two, because the one you dig for me just might be for you. Let's see. If you allow someone to determine how you act or react, you have just become their puppet or their slave. Eddie says, when I turned to God, he said, I got this. That was all the confirmation I needed. The rest is history. When our help comes from up on high, it will work out every time. Bless all of you. I have shared my thoughts and glad to do it. All right, Ed. So, and then Cousin Aubrey, JoJo says, don't be tricked out of your position. No, you can't be tricked. Some people will try to get it, but they don't feel good. They're not comfortable in it. You ever, Sunshine, you ever had an experience where somebody got something or received something that you just knew in your heart you were supposed to get, and then you was like, you looked at it, you was like, you know what, I'm glad they got it. But you know what, I'm going to get it next time, as soon as it come around again, or it'll eventually come back to me. You ever had that happen? Did we lose Sunshine? Let's see. No, we didn't lose her. Are you there, Sunshine? You got your phone on mute? You might have it on mute. I know you had it on mute a minute ago. Maybe Sunshine is taking a break. She might be, she was driving.
Can you hear me? Can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I was on mute. I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question was, you ever had somebody get something, receive something, or win something that you just knew was for you, and you were like, I don't know how they got it, but you know what? I'm happy for them because I know I'm going to get it. Either you're going to get it the next time around or later than that, or what they have, they're just holding on to it like they're just a bank account waiting on you to cash it out. You ever had that happen?
That has happened to me before. It was actually a job. I got mm-hmm. passed up on a job because I didn't know what workforce, I didn't know the context of workforce management in regards to how they were using it in my interview. And I answered it from a workforce management as it related to vacation time and that kind of stuff, but they wanted it to be about working with other areas. So anyways, they hired the girl that answered that question right over me because it was a behavioral interview. So the position was based on
how well you did in the interview, not actually your knowledge. I was the most qualified for it. But anyways, a few months later, their management came back and tried to get me to apply for the position again. And I was like, nah, that's all right. What God has for me, it is for me. That just wasn't the position that was for me. And there it is. I ended up getting another promotion later in life, and that was the position God had ordained for me to have. So there it is.
Well, I've had it happen to where it was something I desired. It was something I wanted, and I knew it was supposed to be for me, and it went to somebody else. And I said to myself, you know, I don't know why they got it, but that was meant for me. And then a few years later, came right back like a boomerang, because I just knew it. I'm talking about something that you knew was for you, right? And then you eventually got it, but you had to wait. And it was like, and it was similar to what you're talking about. You had to go through some other training, and then they came back and got you. You know, I'm gonna say that happened recently. I've known for quite a few years that I'm an educator at heart, right? I like to teach. I like to train. And I always said, you know, I like working with young adults. I don't like working in schools, but if you're an educator at heart, you're going to end up in some type of school at some point. And I always saw myself as being some type of educator. I didn't think I would be a formal educator. I just thought that all of the stuff I learned, all of the speeches and information that I pick up on and people that I'm around that influence me and inspire me and teach me new techniques of how to deal with things would put me on a circuit all around the country, around the world, giving talks, teaching. But I ended up doing what I'm doing now, and I'm teaching every single day. You know, it's a little different formally teaching, but man, it's like, you know, I didn't know that you got to do all this other stuff with it. I thought, you know, you get up in the morning, you go, you talk, you teach, you leave. I didn't know there's this thing about entering grades. Sunshine, you know about all that. You've been teaching. I didn't know nothing about how you integrate and come up with a plan and all this. But teaching is, it's another thing that comes natural. And I always knew that it would be me. But there's been other situations. I'm not going to tell you about that one I was talking about at first. But really and truly, things happen for a reason. And the why me has to become, why not? Why not you? Who better else to deal with it than you? You had a comment, Sunshine? I heard you kick in and then kick back out.
No, sir, I didn't. But I will say now, though, on the teaching, though, I 100% agree with that. Teaching is your passion. If that's what you are at heart, that is exactly where you're going to end up, whether it's at the school, whether it's at a church, whether it's offshore teaching, whatever the case may be. I 100% agree with that statement.
Yeah. It's something. It's something I never would have thought would go down like it is, but I'm still yet appreciative. And so, what's up, Richard? I see you, kinfolk. So we're going to wrap this thing up because, I mean, I had it scheduled for 90 minutes anyway, but I think we've gotten to the gist of it because I think we got to the gist of it 19 minutes in. But really, truly, y'all, there's no better person than you. Whether it's positive or negative, and a lot of the why me's I have are from the aspect, not pessimistically speaking, like, why me, poor me. It's more like, why me? Why am I blessed with this? What am I supposed to do with this abundance of energy, this abundance of favor? And I know that it's not to keep it all to myself. It's to take all the stuff that I've gotten and share it in a way that's like planting seeds. You dig? It's like putting what you have in the right place so that it grows more. It's not just adding, but you're multiplying. And that's what I realized from the question, why me, from my particular perspective. Sunshine, any final words for tonight?
My final words will be in regards to why me. Understanding that life will happen. There are things that are because of us and our choices, our decisions, our actions, but there's also the choices and actions and decisions of other people that can sometimes impact us. So as a result of that, just try to look at it from a positive outlook, no matter how bad it is. If you're not on your deathbed dying, literally, where you seeing the light or whatever the people see when they get ready to die, you know, that's like the only thing I can honestly say. There may not be a positive response to that outside and make sure, you know, your heart is right or, you know, all that good stuff. But the best part I can say and the most initiative, most positive thing I can say is always pay it forward. Whether it's a good, whether it's bad, if something negatively happens to you, turn it around as a positive and bless somebody else. Pay it forward means do something unknowingly, heartfelt, from your heart for somebody else, whether you know them, whether you don't know them. A lot of people like to pay it forward in drive-through lines at restaurants where they pay for the car behind them. If something negatively happens to you, deal with it and then turn it to a positive, whether it's for you, yourself, your children, your family, your friends, or whether it's somebody you don't even know. And when all this fails, try to smile, try to laugh. But always know that it's not as bad as it seems. And it doesn't matter how far down on the ground you feel like you are, you can always look up in order to get back up. Peace out.
On that note, October 19th, don't forget, y'all, I want y'all to go to the Hope Foundation of Texas Facebook page, and or the Gumbo Talk page or my page if you're friends with me, and sign up. If you can't come out and walk, go ahead and sign up, and then, you know, put somebody else's name that might come and walk. If you can't do either one of them, put your name in there. You can do a donation, $10, as little as $10. We'll take $10 from 1,000 people any day that a donation of $10,000 from one person that thinks that they can, you know, run or control something because they gave a little money. Because we know that if you can give $10,000, you probably got $1 million. And so it's not like that. That's a big impact on your life. But if you can give $10, hopefully that's not a big impact on most of y'all listening here life, because you can make an impact with your $10. It will go towards our health care fund for the health walk that we will be helping out particular individuals in need who have issues with paying their medical bills, co-pays, or deductibles, you know. So this money will go directly to the payments of those things so that we can help individuals as a 501c3, the Hope Foundation. We'll manage the money correctly so that it will not go to any individual. It will go to the assistance and aid of an individual on their behalf so that they will be able to access the proper health care they need. Sometimes people get in a bind and they can't get the health care they need because they just got to pay a few more dollars, and that's just ridiculous. So don't forget, October 19th, we'll be there at 8 o'clock, a little earlier than that, setting up at Heritage Plaza, downtown Longview. It's on the corner of Methven and Green.
Green Street, yes, sir.
Yeah, Methven and Green Street. Right there is Heritage Plaza by the post office, and we'll start the walk. It's only 3K, so it's just under 2 miles, somewhere between a mile and a half and 2 miles. And we're going to be snaking all through downtown Longview. The route will be plugged and, I mean, set up for us so that you will be able to follow it. If you're running or walking, we want you to come out and share this information with somebody. We need you really to share it with other people because we're going to be out there. And it's going to really be a sacrifice for me because it's my homecoming that I was going to go to this year for our school getting back their varsity team. Actually, the school coming back online, and then the varsity team just now was established this year after 2 years of being JV. And so we just look forward to spending some time with you that Saturday morning, and then you can go on about your day doing what pleases you. Hopefully that'll please you by helping out other people and exercise. Eat better than you've been eating. Do a little bit more exercise than you've been doing. Smile a little more than you've been smiling. And I think that good things, positive things are going to happen to you. I can't live for you, but I can tell you that there's a certain way to live, and it's prescribed, and it works. So put out all the positive energy you can, and I'm sure that you're going to get all the positive energy you can handle back. Good night, everybody.